One death is a lot in a week, let alone three. And what I would like to do tonight is just try to offer a few words of encouragement from Isaiah. You'll remember about a month ago, I just read through the book of 1 Peter in 1 p.m. service. And I actually received quite a few follow-up emails and comments about how helpful that was just to hear an extended reading of Scripture. And so what I'm going to do is read through sections of Isaiah 40 through 55. Almost everything I say tonight is going to be from Isaiah, but let me give just a few words of introduction. The book of Isaiah has three main sections. 1 through 39, Isaiah is talking to the pre-exilic Israelites, warning them of their sinfulness and reminding them that even though nations are storming around them, trust in the Lord, be righteous, be holy, He will save them. As you get to chapter 40, the mood shifts drastically. Because chapter 40 is not talking to pre-exilic Israelites, rather it seems the audience that Isaiah is talking to are Jews who are in captivity. They have already received the Lord's judgment, and they are already in a foreign land, and Isaiah is giving them words of comfort, reminding them, yes, you are far away from the Lord, and yes, you are far away from Zion, but no, God is going to give you salvation. The Lord is going to give you redemption, and He is going to save you. That's going to be the main message of Isaiah 40 through 55. I'm going to make a few other small comments as I read this evening, but I ask you, let's just listen to the Word. You're more than welcome to follow along, although I also invite you just to listen this evening. It's a new exercise for us to just listen, but that's how the Scripture was received for the longest section of human history. So I'm going to begin in Isaiah 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that the warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, and that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. That uneven ground shall become level, and in the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is as grass, and its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades away. When the breath of the Lord blows on it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go on to the high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good news, lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might. And his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with a span? Enclosed the dust of the earth in measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in balance. Who has measured the Ruach of Yahweh, or what man has shown him counsel? Whom did he consult, or whom did he understand? Who taught him the path of justice and taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket and are accounted as the dust from the scales. Behold, he takes up the coastlands like fine dust. Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor are its beasts enough for burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are accounted by him as less than nothing and emptiness. To whom will you liken God? Or with what likeness will you compare him? An idol? A craftsman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and casts for it silver chains. He who is too impoverished for an offering chooses wood that will not rot. He seeks out a skillful craftsman to set up an idol that will not move. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? And have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circles of the earth. And its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like the tent to dwell in, who brings princes to nothing, who makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Scarcely they are planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when he blows on them and when they wither and their tempest carries them off to stubble. To whom then will you compare me? That I should be like him, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these things. He who brings out their hosts by number, called them by name, by greatness of his might. And because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Do you notice how Isaiah is giving a message of hope and consolation to a people who are in exile and suffering? And as he reminds them that, yes, God is going to give you peace and he will give you restoration, he begins by recounting the glory and the might of God. You'll note at the very end of verse 41, Matt, have you taught this song yet, Teach Me, Lord, to Wait? We'll teach it next week. There's a song that we'll learn at some point. Many of you already know, Teach Me, Lord, to Wait, Right Down on My Knees, Till in Your Own Good Time You Answer My Plea. Do you notice the context of this song? The song doesn't give it due to context, I don't think. If you back up to verse 29, he gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Isaiah is talking to those who are spent, those who have every last bit of energy taken from them. Isaiah is speaking and is giving them strength. As you continue into chapter 41, he is going to continue this message of hope. Listen to verse 1. I'm not going to read all of chapter 41. Listen to me in silence, O coastlands. Let the people renew their strength. Let them approach and let them speak. Let us draw near for judgment. Who stirred up from the east, whom victory meets at every step? He gives up nations before him so that he tramples kings underfoot. He makes them like dust with his sword. He drives them out like stubble with his bow. He pursues them and passes on safely by paths his feet have not trod. Who has performed and done this, calling the generations from the beginning? I, Yahweh, the first and the last, I am he. The coastlands have seen and are afraid. The ends of the earth tremble and they have drawn near and come. Everyone helps his neighbor and says to his brother, be strong. The craftsman strengthens the goldsmith. And he who smooths out with hammer, him who strikes the anvil, saying of the soldering, it is good. And they strengthen it with nails so that it cannot be moved. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from the farthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you. And you are not cast off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Skip down to chapter 42. We'll pick back up in verse 1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his Torah. Thus says God Yahweh, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives ruach to the people of it and a ruach to those who walk in it. I am Yahweh. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, from those who sit in darkness. I am Yahweh. That is my name. My glory I give no other, nor praise to carved idols. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and the new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing to Yahweh a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that fills it, the coastlands and their inhabitants, let the desert and its cities lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing for joy. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to Yahweh and declare his praise in the coastlands. Yahweh goes out like a mighty man, like a man of war. He stirs up his zeal. He cries out. He shouts aloud. He shows himself mighty against his foes. For a long time I have held my peace. I have kept still and restrained myself. But now I will cry out like a woman in labor. I will gasp and pant. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up their vegetation. I will stir up the rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know, in paths that they have not known. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them. They are turned back and utterly put to shame, who trust in carved idols, who say to metal images, you are our gods. Skip down to 43:1. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am Yahweh your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. And I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, do not withhold. And bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. If you're not understanding the imagery of what's going on, please understand, this is an image of unity. What God is promising is his people have been scattered, his people have been dispersed, but now he is bringing them back and uniting them. Pick back up in 43:8. Bring out the people who are blind yet have eyes, who are deaf yet have ears. All the nations gather together and the peoples assemble. Who among them can declare this and show us the former things? Let them bring their witnesses to prove them right, and let them hear and say it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servants whom I've chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any God after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed when there was no strange God among you. You are my witnesses, declares Yahweh God. And henceforth I am he, and there is none who can deliver from my hand. I work, and who can turn it back? Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I send to Babylon and bring them out all as fugitives, even the Chaldeans and the ships in which they rejoice. I am Yahweh, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Skip over to verse 25 of the chapter. He's now going to talk not just about the unity of Israel. Yes, they have been dispersed and brought back, but now he's going to talk about the forgiveness of Israel. Those are the two main blessings that Isaiah promises in this great section. He is going to promise that they are going to be united again in the land and that they will be forgiven. 43:25. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us argue together. Set forth your case that you may be proved right. Your first father sinned, and your mediators transgressed against me. Therefore I will profane the princes of the sanctuary and deliver Jacob to utter destruction and Israel to reviling. But now hear, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I've chosen. Thus says Yahweh, who made you, who formed you from the womb and will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my ruach upon your offspring and my blessing upon your descendants. They shall spring up among the grass like willows by flowing streams. This one will say, I am Yahweh's, and another one will call on the name of Jacob, and another will write on his hand Yahweh's and name himself the name of Israel. Thus says Yahweh, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts, I am the first and the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me, since I appointed an ancient people. Let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not and be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? There is no rock I know of any. Skip down to verse 21. I'm in chapter 44. Remember these things, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I formed you, you are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. I blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like a mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, O heavens, for Yahweh has done it. Shout, O depths of the earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, O forest and every tree in it. For Yahweh has redeemed Jacob and will be glorified in Israel. Thus says Yahweh, your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb. I am Yahweh who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself, who frustrates the signs of liars, who makes fools of diviners, who turns back wise men back and makes their knowledge foolish, who confirms the word of his servant and fulfills the counsel of his messengers, who says of Jerusalem, she shall be inhabited, and of the cities of Judah they shall be built. And I will raise up their ruins, who say to the deep, be dry, I will dry up your rivers. Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall fulfill my purpose. And of Jerusalem, she shall be built, and of the temple, your foundation shall be laid. So Isaiah has made two promises to the people. He has promised that they will be brought back, and he's promised that they are going to be redeemed and forgiven. What he's going to do in chapter 45, all the way through chapter 48, is promise of this return from Babylonian captivity. In particular, he's going to talk about Cyrus, who's mentioned over 150 years before he was even thought of in Medo-Persia. And he's going to promise that Cyrus will be his instrument who will bring God's people back. But then as you skip over to chapter 49, there's going to be another promise that's going to be made. And this is the one who's going to bring forgiveness. Skip over to 49. We're going to begin in verse 1. Listen to me, O coastlands, and give attention, you peoples from afar. Yahweh called me from the womb, from the body of my mother he named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me away. And he said to me, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But I said, I labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing, in vanity. Yet surely my right hand is with Yahweh, and my recompense is with God. Now Yahweh says, he who formed me from the womb to his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, for I am honored in the eyes of Yahweh, and my God has become my strength. He says, it too is a light thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring the back of the preserved to Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, and my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel, his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves, because Yahweh, who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, has chosen you. Skip over to chapter 50, verse 1. Thus says the Lord, where is your mother's certificate of divorce, with which I sent her away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities you were sold, and for your transgressions your mother was sent away. Why, when I came, there was no man? Why, when I called, was there not one to answer? Is my hand shortened that it cannot redeem, or have I no power to deliver? Behold, by my rebuke I dry up the sea, and I make the rivers a desert. Their fish stink for lack of water, and die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness and make sackcloth their covering. Yahweh God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens. He awakens my ear to hear those who are taught. Yahweh God has opened my ear that I was not rebellious. I turned not backward. I gave my back to those who strike, my cheeks to those who pull out my beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting. Does this remind you all of anyone? I hope so. But Yahweh God helps me. By the way, y'all, if you're not following along, this is not Isaiah 53. This is Isaiah 50, okay? Isaiah 53 is messianic, but he begins the messianic section way earlier than this. Pick back up in verse 7. Yahweh God helps me. Therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, Yahweh God helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Behold, all of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Who among you fears Yahweh and obeys the voice of his servant? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of Yahweh and rely on his God. Behold, all you who kindle a fire and equip yourselves with the burning torches, Walk by the light of your fire and by the torches that you have kindled. This you have from my hand, and shall lie down in torment. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness. You who seek Yahweh, look to the rock from which you were hewn, to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, to Sarah who bore you, for he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him. For Yahweh comforts him. He comforts all her waste places and makes her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of Yahweh. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving in the voice of song. Skip over to chapter 52, verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of Yahweh to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for Yahweh has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. Yahweh has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart. Go out from there and touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Purify yourselves, you who bear the vessels of Yahweh. For you shall not go out in haste, and you shall not go out in flight. For Yahweh will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up. He shall be exalted. And many were astonished at you. His appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told, they shall see, and that which they have not heard, they understand. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of Yahweh been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He has no form or majesty that we should look at him, no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and is one from whom men hide their faces. He was not despised. He was despised and esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and has carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And his wounds provide healing. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Do you notice why the suffering servant is so important to Isaiah's story? Because it's this servant who is going to provide redemption for Israel. It's this servant who is going to provide healing for the nations. It's this servant who is going to provide means of recompense for his people. It's the servant. As you continue into the rest of chapter 53, he continues to describe the suffering of the servant. Chapter 54 describes really comfort to Zion. And then as you finish in chapter 55, he provides comfort for the whole earth. Let's read a bit of chapter 55. Verse 1. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread? And why do you labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good and delight yourselves in rich food. Verse 6. Seek Yahweh while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and let the righteous man his thoughts. Let him return to Yahweh that he may have compassion on him, to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares Yahweh. For as the heavens are as high as the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For as the rains and the snow come down from heaven and do not return from the earth, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorns shall come up cypress. Instead of briar shall come up myrtle. And it shall make a name for Yahweh, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for these words of comfort from your servant Isaiah. He spoke to a people who were so broken by sin that hope was but a mere whim for those people. But Father, while we ourselves have been so broken by sin, and it seemed that hope would never come, you sent forth your servant to accomplish your purpose and bring forth healing to the nations. By his blood and by your breath, you have sanctified and made holy this creation, and you have brought us sanctification. Father, thank you for these words of comfort, and we praise your holy name. Amen. If you're using the hymn books, go ahead and transition to the invitation song. I hope it was helpful. The week of the Isaiah study, Daniel and I took us about 2.5 hours to just read through Isaiah 40 through 55 one afternoon. But after we finished, we just looked at each other and was like, wow, we should have done that a long time ago. I probably don't do enough just extended readings of Scripture, but there's so much power, I believe, in just reading and listening to the Scriptures and just hearing God speak. And I pray that these words have really been comfort to you just to see how much God loves you and how much God has done for you. The invitation still stands. The invitation that Isaiah gives in Isaiah 55 is actually the most famous invitation, really, of the whole Bible. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Isaiah makes this invitation. The psalmist makes this invitation. Jesus makes this invitation. And the Holy Spirit himself makes this invitation at the very end of Revelation. So if you need to respond to the Lord's invitation and come to the waters, come forward while we stand and sing.